2016, the great year for whatever you need it to be. This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. While you're there, consider becoming a partner with us by clicking on the partnership section. Be a part of something big. Make an eternal difference today as you, together with us, bring the message of faith to the world. Together, we can do far more than any of us could ever do alone. And lastly, get on our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. This ministry is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and your giving is tax deductible. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Frank Sasso coming at you live on the Godcast for today. I believe it's January 3rd, Sunday, January 23rd. Although we are recording this on New Year's Eve. That's right. New Year's Eve at 9:45 in the morning at my kitchen table with bagels and pumpkin bread and coffee. And it's just a wonderful thing. Of course, I have here with me, you know him, you love him, the man, the myth. Well, he's not really much of a myth.
Legend.
It's a legend in his own mind. The director of publications and new media, as well as our treasurer, Mr. Keith Axum. Hello, Mr. Keith. How are you?
Hello.
Holding my dog in your lap.
I got Zoe here. Zoe's adorable. I love Zoe.
And Zoe means life.
Zoe means life.
Yes, she does.
Beautiful thing.
Well, Zoe, the name means life.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with
you. How you been?
I've been great.
What's going on?
I just had a great year.
Yeah? What, 2016?
Well, 2015, first of all.
I spoke
all year, by the way, which a year ago we said would be the best year we ever had.
Right.
Strangely enough,
what?
It was the best year I ever had.
You see, now I tried to trip you up a little bit, and I think I succeeded, because I said you just had a great year, 2016, and you went, well, no, 2015. It's like you blew it, man.
No, I didn't blow it, because it's still 2015. Technically.
Well, if you want to get technical about it, they're listening to this on the 3rd
of
January,
okay.
2016.
That's technical for them. It's not technical for me.
All right, you got a point there? All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that point.
It's still 2015, and this was the best year I ever had for the next...
2015. A couple hours.
14 hours.
I don't want to do math.
14
it's
hours.
Too early to do math.
14 hours and 10 minutes.
Hey, did you
this
say...
This was the best year I ever had.
You know, last year, you had mentioned 2014 was the best year. 2015 was the best year. But 2016, really, is actually the great year for whatever you need it to be.
2016 will be the best year.
All right, now we got to stop recording. 2016, not will be. I'm shocked that you would say that. Keith, are you up to something?
Only because it's tomorrow.
All right.
Starting tomorrow, okay. I'll say 2016 was the best year I ever had.
Well, you have a whole pattern.
I know, I've got a little thing.
A little process going.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so on New Year's Eve,
because I can just keep going, why not just say, well, 2045? You know, we could jump like right there, right?
Yeah, but then if I get bagels for 2045, they're going to be very stale and rancid.
They will. They won't be very tasty.
Exactly. So let's go year by year at least.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll always freeze the things.
Right.
Anyway.
But come tomorrow, if this was New Year's Day, I would say 2016 was the best year
right,
I ever had.
That's right, because you have been saying that because it's already in the year.
Exactly.
Gotcha. All right, I'll let that go.
Because
I stand corrected.
I still got another 14 hours here where I might be incredibly blessed. I mean,
well, that's the thing. You know, we're going to get into that in a minute, but hang on a second. We're doing it a little differently this year, the Year in Review show, because this year we have a special guest.
A little wrinkle. Little wrinkle.
I wouldn't say it's a wrinkle. I would say it's more of a spot than a wrinkle. actually, let's give Podcasty a hint as to what we're talking about.
Okay.
Show. So does that help you? Does that hint help you?
That helped me.
Does it help you guess?
And I'm right here, so.
Well, okay. But people don't know that you have a blindfold on. Does it help you guess who our special guest is today?
I think it would help you to guess, yeah.
Oh, someone just said it. That's right. Brother Terrence Clark is here with us today. Hey. Whoa. Yeah. Oh, see, they're clapping for you.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Hello. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Frank?
Good seeing you, man.
Good seeing you. Brother.
So you're with us here today for one simple reason, to keep Keith and I in line. Because sometimes it sounds like we've been accused of being drunk, of sounding drunk. Remember that?
Yes.
We've been accused
by our wives.
Of by our wives.
That's interesting. They ought to know.
We've been accused of just not staying on track. And if there's anybody that can keep us on track, other than our wives, it would have to be you. Why? I don't know. But I have a feeling you're fresh back from Israel.
Yes, yes.
You were in Israel for how long?
About 13 days, a little less, including the airplane ride.
Yes. 14, so about 10 active 10 days, 10, ministry.
Yeah, nine.
9 days.
Yeah.
Just went from 14 to 9.
Yeah, it's like I'm still there. That's why.
So there's a video of you singing Midnight Cry with no accompaniment.
That's correct.
What is that called? Acapella?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm going to put that on the site. I'm going to link that so listeners can see that. You care for a little Midnight Cry right now?
Oh, man.
See what you got.
Jeez.
It's, no, because it's 10 to 10.
Wow.
You just had your first cup of coffee.
Right.
And I'm demanding you sing a little bit right here in the kitchen. I want to see what you got. Yeah, go.
That's that spot you were talking about.
Yeah, go,
about, right?
Go.
I hear the sounds of a mighty rushing wind. Mm. It's growing stronger now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. Gabriel sounds that calling. See, at the midnight cry, we'll be going home.
Wow.
Something like that.
Wow. Something like that. He's kind of sped that one up. You changed the tempo of that a little bit.
Yeah, probably changed the words too.
He changed the words.
That was the caffeine. He got a little caffeine.
That's the caffeine.
See, Keith getting a little teary eyed over there. Is that because he put salt in your coffee instead of sugar?
Yeah, we're all.
That was the
there,
best.
It looked like sugar. Right?
So when Keith originally got here, we were like preparing for the show. And I have this little container of salt on my oven, on my stove. And I don't know what he's doing. I was talking to you on the phone, as a matter of fact. And I see Keith getting his coffee ready. And then he's sipping his coffee. And then he makes his face. It looked like he was about to throw up. I'm telling you. He goes, I'm talking to him. He goes over to the sink. And he puts up his finger as if to say, wait a minute. And he goes, I realize what I just did. I put salt in my coffee instead of the sugar.
Wow.
But you should
be okay.
Doesn't
work together.
But you look good.
Yeah.
Solid.
Where is this going? Okay. Mr. Terrence,
yes, sir.
You spoke last year of it being not only the year of the open door, 2015, mm-hmm. but also the year of prophetic fulfillment.
Yes.
Let's take a listen real quick.
And he said in that revelation to me, he says, be careful with your words. And I heard the Lord said, be careful. And I got to the word careful because I know the Bible says in Philippians 4:6, to be careful for nothing. Don't, when I word careful, won't worry about anything. So when I heard the Lord say this to me, I hesitated. But I went and spoke it anyway because I knew it was of the Lord. And I spoke it out. In fact, after the service, my pastor came to me and said, I heard you hesitate in that word. He says, I knew why. And he knew because when I spoke the word careful. But I knew why the Lord told me to say careful.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
You mentioned in that word that when the Lord said, be careful with your words, you kind of shuddered a little bit.
Right.
And Pastor Larry, your brother, even picked it up, your younger brother,
right.
picked it up. That, that when he said careful, it was almost like your face changed.
Right.
What was that all about?
Well, when the Lord gives a word, I mean, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So we have the right to taste, like the salt and the coffee, taste the words to make sure that they line up with Scripture. Because we want to make sure that the prophetic word is truly indeed the word of the Lord. And with careful, it's not really a God word. Because in the Bible, it's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, also, be careful for nothing.
Right.
And that word careful is translated as worry. So we're not supposed to worry about anything. So when I heard that before I spoke it, what bothered me is that the Lord would say, don't worry about what you say. But at the same time, as I got it, he quickly reminded me and told me what he meant. It meant careful as handling a baby, which I could identify with because my youngest granddaughter had just been born, and I can understand
right.
how it is to be tender, gentle, careful with your words as with a baby. So that's what he's referring to. Watch what we say.
Okay, so use care.
Yes.
Be full of caring, of nurturing.
Yes, yes.
With your word, the words exactly. that we speak.
Yes.
Right? Interesting. And you know, you speak about prophetic fulfillment in 2015. Let's just kind of run through a couple of things that, because I have a couple of things, and Keith, I believe you do too, of prophecies and or words that has either been spoken by us or over us that have been fulfilled in 2015.
Well, I actually remember early in 15, you sitting on the porch. We'd come up and you're like, oh, you know, the Lord just spoke. He said, this is a year of breakthrough financially. Mm-hmm. He said, it's a breakthrough for me. You said this. And he goes, and this is a breakthrough for you too. He's like, this is the year. And that has absolutely happened.
So that happened for you in 2015, absolute financial breakthrough?
That happened for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Very cool.
Praise God. Yeah.
See, to love that?
Yeah.
What about you, T?
Wow, man. It's been so many things. You know, as I'm waiting for my turn to speak, so to speak, and I'm like, wow, man, I just wish I had the list in front of me. But one of the major things you mentioned earlier about my trip to Israel, that had been a long time prayer, even to the place of prophetically, because as I prayed about it in the past, it took on that prophetic flow. But it wasn't just to go to Israel, it was the things that happened while I was there.
Oh, okay.
Such I had believed God to sing the midnight cry on the Mount of Olives.
Oh.
And it happened.
That's that video.
Oh, that's that video. Oh, it happened. And that, along with other things that transpired while we were in Israel, that were just confirmation to God's word and other things ministry-wise
right.
during the year that happened. And we were believing God for a bus. That manifested.
Oh, really?
So many different other things from a ministry standpoint that happened. The Lord put us. We opened our eyes and said, Lord, we're here. And, and I felt almost like the bucket list type thing. I was checking off things.
The bucket list,
yeah,
right.
Even though I didn't want it to look at it at that level, but that's
right,
what was
right.
happening.
Now listen, there's a movie called The Bucket List with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. So spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it already. Bucket list refers to things that you want to do before you die.
Right.
Before you kick the bucket, as they say, right?
Right.
Okay. So you're saying like the bucket list in terms of things you wanted to do.
Before the rapture.
Before the rapture. Amen. Amen. I like that.
Clarify
like
that out right there. And that's actually what I said. When I prayed to the Lord. So Lord, I'm believing you to go and to sing the midnight cry on the Mount of Olives on this side of the rapture.
Amen. That's so cool.
Amen.
And you got to do that.
I got to do that.
That's very, very cool. God. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give the word for 2016 as per Kenneth Copeland. The word he gave is that 2016 is the great year for whatever you need it to be.
Amen.
For you, for our partners, for the church, and everyone else, it's a great year of faith, great year. You're going back to the covenant of God. You're going back to the worship and praise of God and the power to heal and prosper in all areas. That's a good word. I like when he says, you're going back to the covenant of God. You're going back. That's not like God's returning to the covenant. God never moved.
Right.
Right. Yeah. God's in a fixed position.
Yeah.
It's we tend to kind of like, you know, we get like attracted to the things of the world sometimes, and sometimes we just kind of lose momentum. We're going back to the covenant, which means also activating that covenant.
Amen.
Activating the blessing.
Yeah.
So we're really excited because this is the great year for whatever you need it to be. Now, I'm also just going to read real quick. We get Kenneth Copeland's partner letter every month. And my wife showed me this morning, this letter. And she goes, hey, you may want to reference this letter. And I'm just going to take a piece of this letter out. And says, partner, I declare you a world overcomer. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, 1 John 5:4. You will not come up short. You will not fail. You will not lack. You will not want. And you will not be diminished. You will rest in God and rejoice in Him. You'll see the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord in the land of the living. It's done now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So be it. Now, release your faith. Say, I believe.
I believe.
I will.
I will.
I take it.
I take it.
I have it.
I have it.
I forgive.
I forgive.
If I have aught against any.
If I have aught against any.
So this is 2016 by faith. And then he says to put this letter somewhere that you can access it so you can declare it with him and Gloria every day. And then we do it. That's the thing. We got to go and do it. What are some of the things that has happened in 2016 to change your current situation right now, Terrence?
Well, it's interesting if I could tie up. See, I hadn't heard the whole prophetic word from Brother Copeland. I heard the part about the great year. Mm-hmm. The Lord gave me this year for the body of Christ. And I always look for the connecting when the prophets speak, how they connect.
Sure.
And what he gave me was, this was the year of the gathering. Expect supernatural manifestation of the Spirit of God in the gathering. Now, the connective scripture, and this ties into what you asked me. What the Lord has been doing me in the last 2 years is that he's been giving me a chapter out of Isaiah coinciding with my birth age. When I was 54, he gave me Isaiah 54. When I was 55, he gave me Isaiah 55. This year was 56. I didn't know how this was going to fit in. And chapter 56, here's what he gave me to tie in with the word that he gave me. And then I'm going to show you how it fits in the Brother Copeland's word.
Right.
This is in verse 8. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, said, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. He talks about a bringing back of the outcasts.
Okay.
Not only of Israel, but of those, talking about us, the church and others personally in our lives, of people who are have been wayward. A calling, and I believe he's talking also about the family. Brother Copeland talked about back to the covenant. So there's a gathering, a calling of God, a gathering back to the things of the covenant.
Praise and worship.
People we have been praying for and believing God for, that we've been laboring with, expect God to supernaturally show up, because it's also the year of the family.
Mm.
And God is bringing people back of his family, his church. He's waking up the remnant in the land. And I just expect not only will we see the gathering in that aspect. Last year, we talked about demonstrations and manifestations. And a lot of the inference was in the church service.
Mm-hmm.
God said he's taking over the streets. What ISIS has done in causing terror in the street is a counterfeit. Expect supernatural manifestations on the street, in the supermarket, in the mall, as you're doing street meetings, as you're doing handing out tracts on the street, that God gather people, that there's a move and a spark, a flow of the Holy Spirit that begins to draw people. I believe the church is going to be more attractive than ever, despite what has been said in contrary, that the church is missing something because a lot of spots are wrinkled in the church. God is saying, no, this is my church. Jesus is still the head of the church. As long as he's the head of the church will be what God says that it is.
Amen.
Amen. Woo. So I expect in 2016 to see this manifestation of the Spirit of God in my ministry personally.
Yeah.
And as the body of Christ, I expect to see breakouts. Instead of them reporting on a terrorist attack, revival, or man, the circle of people gathered has gathered together because of supernatural manifestation. Like in when Elijah called the contest on Carmel, Mount Carmel.
Right.
Yeah. And that gathering together.
Right.
And the newspaper has to report on that because they can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord says that this will be a time of infallible proof. I just want to say that again. Infallible proof. There's been too much of this that's been saying that, is that God or isn't it God? Or is this, you know, and there's been attacks against even in those of us in the charismatic flow or in the word of faith and prophetic flow. But there comes a word, a time of God where it cannot be denied.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God, because Jesus did that when he rose from the dead. The Bible says that he showed himself alive with infallible proofs. Well, he's still alive.
That's right.
And he's alive in us. So I believe God, Brother Keem, Brother Frank, that we're going to see infallible proofs in our lives, in our ministry, things that are just slam damn. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm good.
Glory of God. Hallelujah. That's God. They might not call it God at first.
Right.
But they'll have to know, and we're connected to it.
Amen. Absolutely. I'm good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Terrence. Cool. I feel like we're on our best behavior, right? Because Terrence is here, and he's like letting loose. We're like sitting up straight.
So we're in detention.
We're in detention.
The proctor's here. Like, you guys have another half hour, and then you're going to leave.
Until then, you're going to hear me preach. Feel free to have a bagel.
Oh, man.
Well, I definitely... really excited about what you're saying, because I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the last episode of the Godcast with Christina and I in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Because at the end of it, Chris says, I want to challenge the listeners. Next 30 days. I said, what? She goes, next 30 days, and then that'll launch it into the rest of the year. Here's what the challenge was. If you didn't listen to the podcast, then you didn't know I said this. Okay. Well, let's just roll it back. Let's go visit last week.
Awesome.
Let's go visit. Here's what the challenge was that was on Christina's heart, and we talked about it in the car on the way home from Philly. Check it out. Listen.
Now, what's going to start happening is you're going to start seeing manifested glory in your life. It's show and tell time right here and now, Body of Christ. As you start to see these things happen, we want you to tell us about it. So you go to www.ahistorywithgod.org. Click on the victory tab in the menu up at the top there and leave us a testimony explaining and describing what you saw.
Because we want to have 30 days of testimonies leading into the new year. Meaning, starting on January 1st, 30 days. How many days in January?
30 days.
30 days in January.
Wait. 30 days has September. Okay. 31.
Okay. So we're going to add that extra one for the extra blessing. Not that there is any extra because you got it all. But so 31 days leading into the next month and the next month and the next month and then the next year and so on and so on and so on. Now, so those are the things I listed for you. Some of the things that I listed for you are your benefits. Yes. Now, what your part in it is to attach your faith to what God has already done, and you act that out because faith without works is dead. So right. What are the works? What the works is walk it out first and foremost with your tongue. You speak it into your life every day. We walk by faith and not by sight. So if you don't see it on day one, that's okay. You keep saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it. And if you don't see it on day 31,
right,
you keep saying it and saying it and saying it. And if you don't see it in day 61, you keep saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it until you see it.
Amen. Okay? Hallelujah.
So that's you walking it out. Walk it out, walk it out, and trust God and believe it, receive it, and take it.
That's right.
You take it. You take it by faith.
You got it by grace. You activate it by faith.
Is that not what you just said?
That is awesome. Wow.
Is that not what you just said?
Wow.
Expect manifestations. And we're holding you to it, listeners. We're holding you to this. You expect manifestations, and then you better, that's right, you better, or else, or else you have to sit in detention with Terrence. You go on our website and you report, you testify, just like in a court of law, you testify to the manifestation that you got to witness to help the rest of the body and the world in all things God.
Yes.
And we can carry this through the rest of the year. But this is a 30-day challenge. You testify to it. And it doesn't mean you can't testify in February, March, April, May, June, all the way to December. You can do that too. But this, particularly the next 30 days, January. Oh, actually 31 days. January has 31 days. All right, so the next 31 days. Or 30 days, we'll give you a day off. How's that? We'll give you one day to send in all the testimonies. Now, Mr. Keith.
Sir.
It falls on you, my man. What happened in 2016...
2016 was a year of increase. It was a year of revelation. It was a year of power on display. It was a year of manifestation. Increase, things continue to get better. Things continue to get better financially, physically, relationally. Things just keep moving forward. The thing is, when we speak every year, when we prophesy over ourselves, Romans 4:17, we're calling things which are not as though they were. We are calling those things. It's like if I'm calling Zoe.
Yeah.
You know, Zoe, come here, Zoe. Come on, Zoe, come here.
You know, I'm calling, coming to you.
And now she's coming to me. So I'm calling into being what God has said. I'm agreeing with God. It's the highest form of reality. I'm agreeing with what God says. I don't look at circumstances. I overcome circumstances. Yeah. I take circumstances and I put them under my feet.
Yeah.
Because I am calling those things which God has already said about me.
Yeah.
That you're already rich, you're already blessed, you're already prosperous, you're already walking in power. Paul said, I don't walk in the natural world.
Yeah,
I walk in power.
Right.
And the power is what convinces people that God is real. I can talk all day about God. If they don't see any change in my life, if they don't see any power, they don't see any kind of manifestation, he's just a Bible thumper.
It probably means that you're not talking in love, which makes you like a resounding gong.
Yeah.
And I like what you said, that you take the circumstances and you put them under your feet. Because a lot of people, hey, how you feeling? Well, under the circumstances, I'm feeling all right. It's like, what are you...
We're over the circumstances.
The circumstances are under you.
That's right.
Meaning, what you're saying.
That's right.
You take them and you put them under your feet, which is where the enemy belongs anyway.
Yeah. Yes,
that's right.
The circumstances, when people use it as an excuse, that's just the enemy anyway.
It's just the enemy. Right. I was just telling you right now, you know, I've had this like little back problem in years past, and you know, I'm a runner, so you take a pounding, whatever. So my back's been bothering me a little, and this happened years ago, and you know, I worked it out and all. Well, I don't give license to any kind of pain in my body.
Right.
I don't say you're allowed there, and you know,
sure,
it's okay, whatever. No, I'm healed.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
Psalm 103, Isaiah 53, everything is there that says that I'm healed. Right. And so the highest form of reality is for me to agree with the word and agree with what God says. You know,
that's Romans, also the highest form of humility.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's right, because it's not what I perceive.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard people say, well, God just hasn't blessed us in that way. Well, no, he has.
Duh.
He absolutely has.
I'm glad Chris didn't hear you say that, because she would just go off.
Yeah, because he has blessed you.
Yeah.
He has blessed you, because you're not agreeing with what he said.
Right.
You're agreeing with what the devil said.
Right. Exactly.
Because God says you're blessed. God says you're favored. You know, he gives you the ability to get wealth, Deuteronomy 8. He's done his part.
Look at you pulling Old Testament stuff out of that.
Look at me.
Hey, Deuteronomy 8, just throwing that around. Deuteronomy 8.
Deuteronomy 8:18, actually.
But wait, now, isn't that Old Testament? Meaning, that doesn't apply
to us
now, right?
The blessings of the Old Testament. Ah. We just don't have the curses of the Old Testament.
I can't get them. I try and throw them a curveball, and he just doesn't.
We have the blessing. We have all the good without the bad.
Amen.
Without all the legal
all the blessings,
crap. You got to do this. You got to do that. You
know? So wait a minute.
Go to the priest.
Jesus didn't,
wash yourself. Take the dove.
Jesus didn't set us free from the law.
No.
He set us free from the bondage of the law.
Right.
Amen.
So the law still applies.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
I don't want to drive down a road and speed and break the speeding limit. I'm breaking the law.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get a ticket that I have to pay. Jesus didn't set me free from, now I can speed.
Right.
Well, the law was a measuring stick to show us that we couldn't do it on
exactly.
our own.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Jesus came, and so he fulfilled it. And so
love it.
Now
I
we
love
don't
that.
Have to.
Right. That's a perfect
Now we don't
thing,
have to be subject to it. So I don't give license to pain in my body.
Yeah. Amen.
Maybe it's there and I'll feel it at times. That doesn't mean.
So what do you do if you feel it?
I say, I'm healed.
So
the word says,
even though you're
I'm
in
healed.
Pain, you're in physical pain, what do you do? If you're healed, then why are you... somebody might say, well, why are you in physical pain if you say you're healed?
Because it's still... Probably my mind hasn't been totally renewed. Because if God says it, it's true. So I have to do my part. What's that mean? I have to agree with God.
Right.
I have to speak it. I mean, I had years of... as most of us did, walking with the world. We didn't grow up and start walking with the Lord when we were 3 years old. Or
oh, really?
Five.
I can't relate to that.
So, you know, we get saved later. I mean, I was 37. You already had all this garbage in you from before. And since you get saved, now you're cleansed, you're walking with the Lord, he's done everything. Now you can accept what the word says for you, but that doesn't mean that we're totally renewed in every way.
Right.
So, okay, fine, I have pain in my body. I don't agree with it. I agree with God.
Right.
And the more I agree with it, the more I just confess God's word over myself, because God loves to hear his word.
Yes.
He said it,
yes.
And I agree with it, and I speak it. The more I come to a place of my body or my soul agreeing with my spirit. Because my spirit is perfect. It's already said, you're blessed, you're healed, you're prosperous, you're everything. And now my soulish area has to come into agreement with that. When I speak and I confess, I pull that into agreement with what the spirit says.
You know, this is really cool. I just got a message from on high. And what I mean by that is that Christina is upstairs and she sent me an email. She says, just because we're living in the New Testament doesn't mean we can't go back into the treasures of the Old Testament. But remember that the work, quote-unquote work, has been done on the cross. Jesus paid the price for the curses, and we reap the benefits of the blessing. He said, it's finished. Live your life in the finished work of the cross. Amen. Now, I don't know. I have a feeling she's probably not hearing us say any of this. I believe the Lord put that on her heart to just kind of interject at that moment. Amen. One of the things he said before that I really like when you talk about Romans 4:17, how you called Zoe over. Like, you called, which was not. Zoe wasn't near you.
Right.
So she was not near you.
Right.
You wanted her near you, so you said, Zoe, come.
Yeah.
So you called that thing, Zoe not being near you, which was not, as though it were, because if you didn't call it as though it were, she never would have come over to you. I mean, I've heard that, I don't know, hundreds of times. To see that just now, which I'm going to call Zoe over here, because I want to call wealth and riches in my house.
Amen. You're agreeing with Psalm 112.
Right.
Calling it in. You're agreeing with what the word says, and now you're taking an active part in that. By speaking it, you're taking it. The word says this, and if I don't have it, I need to call it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes. I like what Jesse the Planet says. He used to say, I don't get sick. I don't get sick. But he would sometimes get symptoms.
Exactly.
He goes, I'm not denying the symptoms.
Exactly.
I'm denying their right to me.
Right.
You don't give it license.
Right.
It's like you're not allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
This is illegal. It's an illegal act for a sickness to like come upon you because you've been redeemed.
Right.
It is finished. Right. It's not a legal thing.
How else are you going to exercise your legal rights in God if something illegal doesn't try and come on you?
Right.
How else would you strengthen that? And I'm not saying, well, God gave me the sniffles. No. I'm just saying the devil will test you. The devil will test you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you use the illustration of Zoe calling the dog, remind me of an old joke. I hope none of the listeners
get this isn't a dirty joke.
It's not a dirty joke.
Right. It's a clean show,
Proctor.
This is a clean family show, Terrence.
It's a clean. You probably heard this before. What do you call a dog with no legs?
What?
Nothing, because he can't come anyway. So
is that one of your cartoons? Did you illustrate that?
No, that's not.
Because then he would just look like a mat.
That's not original. But the idea in that is that the promise of God have been made available to us. So when we call those things as being honest though they are, it's like again what we read. The calling the outcasts of Israel, the gathered. It's been made available for us. We have it, but now at the same time, that calling is not calling it from somewhere else.
Right.
It's already here.
It's already there.
I like to look at it sometimes like we're changing the label. I got this shirt on. This shirt has a label on it that says what this shirt is.
Just say it
was made out of cotton.
Yeah.
But say that I wanted it to be made out of silk, or it should be made out of silk.
Yeah.
We're calling those things would be not what that one label that the world has placed on, what the enemy has placed on, what sin has placed on. God has changed the label. When the label's changed, the shirt actually changes. It's a perspective. Remember when Jesus walked on the water? He walked on the water, but there was a storm in operation at the same time. Now we know that's Jesus. He had peace regardless whether it was a storm or whether there wasn't a storm. And the fact that there was a storm or wasn't a storm wasn't how he walked on the water. The reality of him walking on the water was a fact in his case because he was Jesus walking on his own word.
Yeah.
In other words, he brought with him the atmosphere of the power that caused it to happen.
Peace.
It didn't come from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It was already there.
Yeah.
It had to be addressed as if it was already there because it was already there.
Right.
So when the time, but they couldn't see it, the disciples in the boat. So he had to say out of his mouth, peace be.
Mm-hmm.
He said that a couple times, time when he was actually in the boat. And the wind and the waves ceased. But that's not when he had peace. Healing is already ours.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the conditions of the world tries to challenge that.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not trying to get my healing when I say I'm healed. It's already resident reality in me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I am. I'm agreeing with already is present residential.
That's right.
I never heard that before.
Ooh,
it's residential.
Thank you, Lord.
In us, the blessing, prosperity, deliverance, and healing is residential inside of us. It's not something, Brother Frank, Brother Keith, I think that's one of the issues that the body of Christ, even in us that speak faith, when we say call those things to be not who they are, that we're still trying to call it from somewhere else. We're not apart from
it. No, we're not.
No.
It's us.
There are some Christians, I believe, that are magnets for the results of the blessing. But then you have those who are generators of the blessing. Mm-hmm. It's one thing being a wealth magnet, right. Nothing being a wealth generator. You know what I mean? One thing someone giving you $100 that you didn't ask for, it's another thing having $100 float up out of your coffee cup. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? As Terrence checks his mug. That's my mug, by the way. Anyway. Actually, let's be honest, it's Christina's. But anyway, you know, you mentioned this shirt.
Yeah.
I have this other picture in my mind where we're like an Armani suit that the devil put a label inside that Armani suit saying it's a Kmart suit.
Come on. Yeah.
So I believe God changes the label to what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Armani.
Yes.
See what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know necessarily. Yeah, the label changes. Our heart, he changes our heart.
Yeah.
And then the outside changes as we renew our mind.
Yeah.
So then people start saying, there's something about you.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you start renewing your mind.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's sort of like the suit changes after the label changes, but it changes back to what it originally was.
That's what it was. That's what it is.
Your covenant Kmart.
Yeah.
You know, no, by the way, Kmart, relax, all right? I'm just trying to... I want to get like calls from Kmart lawyers.
If you're getting uptight, Kmart, relax. Yeah.
If you're getting uptight, Kmart, maybe you need to look in the mirror and try and find out why you're so uptight. Well, why is this bothering you so much? Anyway, I could have said another store, but forget, I'm not into that kind of heat.
Sir, oh, we love Kmart.
That's a great.
Praise
I
God.
Really like that shirt thing.
Praise God. Praise
I like
God.
That.
Hallelujah.
Because the shirt doesn't change immediately.
Right.
In God's eyes, it never changed to begin with.
Yeah.
You're already there. Once you accept the Lord and heaven declares you as being righteous,
yeah.
You're already there in God's eyes. Mm. We're not there in our eyes.
You just said something right there that I shared this with Pastor Larry, not yesterday, the day before. The righteousness of God, the Romans 10, 6, 7, 8 in there talks about the righteousness of God speaketh on this wise. Mm. Now I know, if anybody knows about righteousness, as Brother Frank said right here, well, we know righteousness, the fact that the righteousness of God speaketh on this wise. So we get the idea that righteousness has the ability to speak. So righteousness speaks on this wise. So as a righteous person, there's a way that I talk.
Sure.
I talk promises. I talk the word of God. But there's another aspect of this that the Lord shared. The chemical or DNA makeup of righteousness commands the very righteousness to speak. Righteousness can't speak anything else other than Jesus rose from the dead.
That's it, which is righteousness.
Righteousness. Righteousness speaks righteousness. So as I always hear you say, what the word says, that you just keep saying I'm the righteousness of God, because sooner or later, that righteousness person that you be
right.
will rise up and repel anything else that tries to make you be what you ain't.
Right. Yeah.
Because everything else is trying to make you be, pardon the English, to be what you ain't. Right. I ain't sick. I ain't poor. I ain't beat up and cast off somewhere. I am who God says I am. I got healed off of that, delivered and healed from oppression, because I went to the scripture and found out in the Old Testament for years, and the devil said, you'll never have any peace.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know I already had it.
Right. Yeah.
But he said, you'll never have it. And I found him with the word of God says, and went to Galatians and said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll never forget the night it happened. I said, Lord, that's it right now. Your word says that oppression does not have the right to have me.
Right.
And I remember that thing broke that very night. And I didn't get the peace, the feeling or the peace that moment. But I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew that I had the peace of God.
You have the peace of God. Keith, you have the healing of God. Mm-hmm. You know, I have the pressure. We have all of that righteousness
everything
makes up.
Jesus did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything. And like my wife always says, she goes, when she's ministering to somebody for physical healing, she says, now understand, you're not the sick trying to get healed.
Amen.
You're the righteousness of God who is already healed.
Exactly.
It's a lot easier to keep a mountain than it is to take a mountain.
Yeah, we don't pray for healing.
Right.
We are healed, and now we call it into manifestation. Oh,
so you don't pray for healing, you pray from healing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
because that's it.
Why pray for what you already are?
Yeah, that's just silly.
Yeah.
Right. Who does that?
Yeah.
It's like I'm going to, you give me your cell phone, I borrow your cell phone, I'm going to keep asking you for your cell phone, meanwhile I'm holding it in my hand. There's something wrong with that person.
Right.
Amen. All right.
Actually, we agree with the word, so we call the word. We call the word into being. Yeah. You know, we put pressure on, like what the word says, because the word's true.
Amen.
Right.
So that's what we're agreeing with.
Right.
And that's the position that we start with, that we're already healed, blessed, prosperous.
Already healed.
We already have it all, and it's taking it. You know, taking it, agreeing with that word.
That's right. Yeah, I wanted to also bring up this, and we don't have to spend too much time on it, but back in the first week of November, a good friend of ours, Mr. Scott Newman, some of you guys know him as the Practical Guy, he was actually on the show, and we did a meeting together called Poverty is a Curse, right. Equipping the Body of Christ to properly handle wealth and finance and stuff like that. Well, Scott accepted the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Back in, when was that? June, July?
Yeah.
He accepted the Lord at a meeting, at a Poverty is a Curse meeting. And in the first week of November, sadly for us, I mean, because we miss him, is he went home to be with the Lord. And that was, like I said, back in November. But here's a clip of Scott real quick.
We just don't have a savings problem. We have a self-esteem problem here in this country where we think that if we buy the expensive car or the house, we've made it. Whereas if you live a comfortable life, one of the biggest powers is living within your means. Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of people who aren't making six figures or whatever, they're saying, oh my God, the power to live within $50,000 or $60,000 a year or four is a tremendous power that people should take advantage of, but they don't anymore.
You know, a lot of times people say, oh, well, was so-and-so saved? It's like, oh, yeah, well, at least they're in heaven. And they go, at least he was saved. At least. That was the biggest part. Are you kidding? That should be the staple. That's it, as far as I'm concerned. Right. There's nothing else you can say. He was saved? Cool. That's good enough for me. You know, and yeah, I mean, I miss him. We all miss him. Yeah. And that's like where the sadness comes in.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that joy that he's experiencing every single day. I can't even say every day, because it's not like there are days in heaven. Right. It just is, you know.
There's no
time. And what he didn't learn here, he's learning there. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Right.
So, and I know the Lord is laughing a lot with Scott. Scott liked to laugh. Scott, it's too much sometimes. A couple cool things that happened this year. You know, remember the whole Billy Brim thing with the blood moons and the tetrad?
Yeah,
we talked about that on the last year's show.
Right.
You know, there was a full moon on Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is also very rare.
Yeah,
I'm not getting into moons, but Chris mentioned it to me before. She goes, you know, that's really rare, a full moon, especially on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas night. Very, very cool. Mr. Tim McDonald, our director of church leadership training, he started his own ministry in 2015 called Red Strawberry Ministries. He's going to come on the show this year and talk about Red Strawberry Ministries. And what I thought was really cool is that since he's also one of our partners, he gets to dabble, if you will. He gets to dabble in the anointing that's on us through partnership. Remember, Keith, it took us how many months? 15 months to get our nonprofit status, right?
Yeah.
You know how long it took him?
Eight.
3 months.
Mm, wow.
3 months
awesome.
To get his nonprofit status. Very, very cool. Yeah. And sometimes you were saying last year that it takes sometimes years.
Yeah.
If at all, even.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Really, really cool stuff. We're introducing... Isn't that awesome fanfare? We are launching a new app for 2016 called, and thank you, Keith, for this title, the Who's Your Daddy app.
Amen.
And you'll be able to download that from iTunes and also from Google Play. And the one thing I really like about the app, and again, I'm all about push notifications when it comes to apps. And what a push notification is that you get a message on your phone with the logo of whatever the company is, like maybe Redbox or something, and there's a little message there. It pops right on your phone. You might not have even been thinking about it. It pops on your phone. Click here for something, and you click there, and now all of a sudden you're thinking about this company and their products, when like seconds ago you weren't even, okay?
Right.
Christina said we should send out a notification directly to people's phones when the new podcast comes up.
Yeah.
I said, that's a great idea, because that's what the podcast does anyway with people's computers. If you subscribe to us on iTunes or on any other directory, it lets you know when a new episode goes up through what's called an RSS feed. Mm-hmm. Okay. With an app, if you download the app, you're automatically a subscriber to a History with God Ministries podcast.
Awesome.
So all those people out there that, I don't understand how iTunes works, I don't understand you have a phone. All you gotta do is go to the App Store on your phone, download the app for what? Free? Download it for free. Zoe, stop knocking. Thank you. Download it for free, and you automatically have subscribed to the podcast. You can get every episode on the app. Everything's right there. You can play it instantly right on your phone while you're driving. You can listen to the podcast. You don't even have to go on your computer anymore.
Awesome.
How cool is that?
That's cool.
And that's all free as well. That's what I got as far as for the 2016 Year in Review show. I'm honored to be able to do this. Remember when we started this in the car at in Starbucks at like 6:30. That's where everything starts with me and Keith. And then every year we've been doing the Year in Review show for the upcoming year.
That's right.
Very, very cool. So this is like a standing, and I think next year we should do the video version of this Godcast. Awesome. Only for ICC members. What's ICC? That's the Inner Court Club. You know what we're talking about, listeners. It's $2.99 a month, not $299, $2.99, and all the content on there, and as far as Keith goes...
Now that's worth $2.99.
It's worth $2.99. Here you go. And there's videos and pictures and all good stuff that we don't normally publish like to the public. But if you're an Inner Court Club member, you get to see us hanging out. There's some footage of Christina and I with Keith and Teresa at their house on the Super Bowl Sunday one year, just sitting around. There's one thing of it was a couple of days leading up to Christmas, and Chris. I'm filming her with my camera. I'm taping her with my camera. And she goes into this dance. It is hilarious. But if you're not an Inner Court Club member, I can't let you see it. Nothing like guilt to motivate a listener. We're making him feel bad. Listeners, we love you. We're just trying like different ways to fund the body of Christ.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, gentlemen.
Yes.
Is there anything on your hearts for 2016... that you would like the listeners to know? Keith?
Listeners should be excited. If you're not calling things, if you're not doing the Romans 4:17 thing, start doing it. Start calling things, because this is a process. This is getting things into our spirit. It's getting our soul and our spirit to line up. When Jesus said something, when the Bible says he became poor that we might become rich, we are rich. And now... we have to agree with that, and we have to get, and this is overcoming circumstances. If we don't see it, I don't care if you don't have a cent. Mm-hmm. You know, you start proclaiming that. You start believing that. I don't care if the note's on the door. I don't care if the creditors are calling you. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You start agreeing with what the Word says, and now all of heaven comes to your aid, and you... overcome that circumstance, and you walk in the reality of the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process. So start. And you know, if you started last year, you're a year ahead. If you started 2 years ago, you're 2 years ahead. If you haven't started yet, start now. Just start believing, start walking in the Word. Don't be one of those who's, God hasn't done this, God hasn't done that. God has done it. He's done everything completely, utterly, totally. Start agreeing with the Word and start walking in what the Word says. I mean, one of the things I say daily is millions have come to Jesus through me, right? Because, John 14, it says that we'll do greater works than Jesus did.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
So what does that look like? You know, I don't know, but it's pretty awesome, you know, to do greater works than Jesus did. So... start proclaiming those things, start speaking those things, and, you know, bring the whole spiritual realm, bring everything that the Word says, because the Bible's it's a spiritual book. It's also a very practical book, because it's rules for living. But start enabling, you know, your circumstances to come in line with the word. Amen. When we speak that, we don't agree with it, we're above the circumstances, we're not under it, and start walking the walk and just believe, walk, speak the highest truth, speak the highest reality, and that's what God says about us. Start it.
Hallelujah.
Do it now.
And don't start till
2016 was the best year you ever had.
Yeah. Right. Amen. Don't wait till 2017 year in review to start doing this. Amen. Terrence?
Praise God. As Brother Keith was talking to her, this word says that God is turning up the display level. Don't be afraid to speak, as Brother Keith says, speaking the word of God. Satan tries to intimidate us and say that you can't say that or you can't believe for that. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There's no impossibilities in him. The word thing, I think it's Matthew chapter 19, might be verse 10, but you can look it up. It said, with men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So I dare you this year to begin to, as we talked earlier, call those things to be not as though they are. Allow the Holy Spirit to take your spiritual imagination to soar. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. He's the one that takes the things of Jesus and reveals them unto us. He takes those things we hear the Lord say and he calls them to go where no man could go before and causes that reality. So I encourage you in the Lord to just get out there and allow God to be God. The Lord was giving me this on the way up here today in Matthew 25, where Jesus talks about the parable of the talents. And he talks about the one that had five talents and two talents and how they planted their talent. And that, and somebody said, what's a talent? Well, talent is whatever God has given you to accomplish what God is giving you. So everybody has a talent, whether it's five, two, or in the case of this last guy in that parable, he had one. When the Lord of that servant, whom Jesus compares to himself, came back, that individual who didn't do anything what God had gave him, matter of fact, he buried it.
Right.
And he told that Lord, his Lord, he said, I knew that you reap where you didn't sow.
Yeah.
And you gathered where you didn't straw, or right, where you didn't cut the straw down to go but gather it back up. And the Lord said to him, he said, well, if you knew this.
Yeah, you knew this.
If you knew this, if you knew the principle,
right,
if you know that I am and this is what I do, then you should have took what you had down to the storehouse. That can be translated at bank, if you use the Old Testament translation, the church.
Yeah.
Take what you have to those that can use what you have if you don't know how to use what you have. And allow God to use you, because we're in that, we're in the zero hour. I know you've been hearing this over and over again, Jesus is coming back, Jesus is coming back, Jesus is coming back. Well, I'll say it again, Jesus is coming back. But there's an empowerment that he's given to his church. The church is not going out of here as a weak, beggarly thing. We are the body of Christ. He is the head. And the same power that flows on the head flows to the body. I'm going to say it again. I think of Psalms, like sometimes I get mixed up, Psalms 33 and Psalms 133. But that place of unity of the church. He said it's like the oil that comes down Aaron's head and his beard and runs down his garments.
Yeah.
You know, and just overflows.
Yeah, yeah.
That we're in the time of that oil. If you can receive this, we're in that time of oil. So I'm telling you, get greasy. Get greasy. Let the grease of the Holy Ghost be on you. Wherever you're at, dare to speak the promises of God. Dare to lay hands on the sick.
Right.
Dare to speak to somebody that you see that is oppressed, depressed, or recessed, or any of those other S's. And you speak to them and you declare Jesus and you watch God manifest and bring that to pass.
Amen.
It's going to be a great year.
Oh, absolutely. It already was. Amen. That is. Oh, look who just joined us. My beautiful wife, Christina.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
You know, you sent me an email from Mr. Frankie Vibe himself. And Frankie Vibe, I got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Frankie Vibe is a very cool dude, man. Who's Frankie Vibe? I hear someone saying, who's that? Listen, you're in for a bunch of treats this year, okay? That already was.
Well, they can check out his Facebook page, too.
Facebook.com/Frankie Vibe? Is that what it is?
It's House of Praise, I think.
Yeah.
House of Inspiration.
You know, well, why don't we just put the link on the website? All right, well, Christina has a word, actually a prayer, for
it's
the last day.
That he put up there,
of 2015.
Very good.
All right, so for the last day of 2015,
we give you Christina to close us out.
Heavenly Father, today is the last day of 2015. As we reflect today on the passage of time, we remember that you are outside the limits of both time and space. We pray that the Holy Spirit to wash over us so that our life may be a testament to your glory. We pray that your sacred presence will permeate the ordinary moments of life. We pray that you will lead us during our waking hours and speak to us through our dreams. We pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us the ways you have woven redemption into our story. We pray that you will show us how you work in our lives to make sure that nothing is wasted in your kingdom. We pray for a renewal of our hearts, a renewal of this world. We pray that you will prepare our hearts for the work that you have for us in the days to come. With the events that took place this year that rattled our world, we pray that you strike fear from our hearts. Give us the hope and strength to be a light in the darkness. Allow us to be your loyal and faithful servants in this new year. Father, we love you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. That's a great prayer. Awesome. Hallelujah. Awesome. Well, listeners, that was it. The 2016 Year in Review show. So remember, very, very important.
Great year.
Fantastic year.
Amen. Awesome. Chris, cheer up. Okay, so remember, as we close out, we love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed. Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.